This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Are you sweating it out, trying to come up with a weekend plan in the heat? Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, offers her list of events and activities to get you motivated in the hot weather. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. One of the great things about the summer months is you've got a lot of free events. So if you've got to be hot, at least you can save on the budget. One of the biggest this weekend is in Delaware.
What's going on there?
The Ladybug Music Festival is happening in Wilmington. It's an all-female music festival that started in 2012 as a block party. Now it's a two-day event happening tonight and tomorrow night. Both local and international female artists will play at a variety of venues, including a hair salon, a pizza shop, and a gym in and around downtown Wilmington.
This reminds me of the Lilith Fair. Do you remember that? It was like this top-grossing festival of women music makers in the 90s.
I absolutely do, but the difference is the Ladybug Music Festival is completely free.
Okay.
Someone that you do have to pay to see is Jennifer Lopez. She's here on Saturday night for her It's My Party tour. You know she's going to be 50 next week. She's such a force of nature that she shut down the power in New York City last week. It went out during her show at Madison Square Garden.
I don't think that's actually what happened. You can think that happened.
Okay, it was a blackout. But I'd still say, Pico, you need to monitor the area around the Wells Fargo Center just in case. Her show gets started at 8 p.m.
Tanya, take us down the shore.
Well, in Atlantic City, we've got a free concert at Gardner's Basin on Saturday night. R&B bands, the Ladies from Sky, GQ, and the Emotions will be performing. Things get started at 1 p.m. And in Philadelphia, the 13th annual Lancaster Avenue Jazz and Arts Festival is taking place at Saunders Park Green in West Philly on Saturday. It's a family-friendly event that features several local favorites, including the ever-popular saxophone players Bootsy Barnes and Sam Reed. And they are headlining. It's going on from 12 noon to 7 p.m.
Love Bootsy Barnes. Great opportunity to see him. You're so good at finding summer festivals. What do you have in the festival department? Let's keep that going.
Well, you know, we have as many festivals in the Delaware Valley as we have cheesesteak spots. The New Hope Film Festival kicks off Friday, and it goes through the 28th. It's bringing 10 days of independent films from local and global filmmakers to the historic town. It takes place at two venues, the New Hope Arts Center and the Phillips Mill Community Organization. They will screen 89 independent films from 17 countries. Screening tickets are available in advance or at the door.
Wow. Well, from the silver screen to the stage, what can folks look forward to?
John Leguizamo is bringing his Latin History for Morons to the Merriam Theater on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. That's his comical and critically acclaimed look into what makes up Latin culture.
I mean, I kind of sort of knew about our Latin timeline. What is that? Everybody knows that, right? 1000 BC, we had Mayans, and then we have now.
And the We the People Improv Festival started yesterday and goes through Saturday with a series of performances at various venues, from the Philly Improv Theater to the Philadelphia Theater Company. So there are lots of chances to see some improv troupes do what they do best.
Those are great options for the weekend, Tanya. For more listings, we can go online.
You can, to whyy.org/things-to-do, where you can find out where the Rolling Stones will be playing next week. You know, Mick Jagger's birthday is next week. He's going to be 76 years old, but he's still rocking.
Yeah.
And we'll have the listings for what you can do locally to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Perfect. Tanya Pendleton of Things to Do. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.